Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, during yesterday's show, we took a number of calls and messages about the fires around Cape Town in several areas. Most notably and most of concern was the one in Stellenbosch on Adam Tuss Road, as well as one near the airport. And as I've already mentioned, Volunteer Wildfire Services putting out another tweet this morning warning that there is still a very high risk of the development of fires and pleading with residents to report the faintest whiff of smoke so that it can be tackled before it becomes a problem. To give us an update on the situation, very pleased to welcome on the line the City of Cape Town's Fire and Rescue Services spokesperson, Theo Lane. Great to have you with us again, Theo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa.
Let's start with what happened yesterday. I think the main cause of concern, certainly while I was on air, was the fire in Stellenbosch. Can you give us an update on the extent of the damage there?
Yeah, Papa, the Stellenbosch area is out of the City of Cape Town area, but we definitely had in the Cape Town area our share of fires that we had dealt with. In fact, we dealt with 61 vegetation fires in a 12-hour period yesterday, of which the largest was the fire at Nainsai Military Camp off the N2, where we had two thatch roof structures and one guardhouse that had burnt. And this has all got to do with the dry, windy conditions, hot conditions that we are experiencing and we are expecting to experience for some time to come still.
Theo, is there any indication of how those fires began at this point?
Well, it's very difficult to determine the cause of vegetation fires, but we do put many of these fires down to negligence. People using fires, starting fires, making fires in areas that they shouldn't be making fires. Specifically, some fires that we respond to is burning of tires for copper wires, vagrants making fires, and we do understand that they're making fires to cook meals and things like that. But unless the fire is monitored and extinguished once it's completed, there's always the high risk of it spreading, especially with the windy conditions that we do experience on a daily basis now.
Okay. Now, obviously, everyone is concerned with water at the moment, and rightly so. Theo, firefighting requires water. That's the bottom line. How are you affected by the ongoing drought crisis?
Okay. Whilst we can still get water from the hydrants, if it's anything that's got to do with life in danger or property in danger, we will use the nearest water supply that we have got, the nearest water source, which is usually your hydrants. But should we not have the ability to get water from a hydrant or enough pressure from a hydrant, we have got alternative water supplies that we can use, rivers, dams, reservoirs. And for that purpose, we've also got additional specialized vehicles, which we are outfitting now to draw water from these areas in as short a time as possible, because firefighting is definitely time-based. We have to do everything very quickly. We have to have our water on the scene very quickly. And to that end, we are actually using a lot of new technology in the way that we are extinguishing fires.
Okay.
Some of the instances we have where we have to actually leave the center of a vegetation fire to rather burn than to unnecessarily throw water on. So our primary focus is on getting the perimeter secured, making sure that it can't spread, and then we will leave it to burn and monitor that for some time, just to make sure that we don't unnecessarily use water.
That's really interesting. Okay, so you would rather let the fire burn itself out once it's contained within the area than use water. Theo, I have to ask, because inevitably the question comes up on our SMS line, what about seawater? Won't you recap for us what is so problematic about using salt water in fighting fires?
Under emergency conditions, we will use seawater, especially when it comes to helicopters, and we are close to the mountain areas. The only people that don't use seawater, will not use, is the South African National Defence Force. They will not use that in their, with their water bucket. But the other services that is contracted to the city, they will use seawater, although seawater is also not an ideal thing to use on vegetation fires, because it technically does kill vegetation, prevent it from regrowing. And then besides all of that, putting seawater into our vehicles. Our vehicles is aluminium. We have a problem. So if we store water in aluminium pumps, then it does cause the pump to become very inefficient. So we would use seawater if we really had to, if there was property in danger, life in danger, but then we would have to wash out that pump immediately after using it. So we don't store seawater in any of our fire engines, but under emergency conditions, we will use it if we have to.
Theo Lane, thanks for the update. City of Cape Town's Fire and Rescue Services spokesperson. 61 vegetation fires in 12 hours yesterday. Oh, I mean, your mind boggles. You think, thank goodness they got them all contained, because imagine where we could have been. But that's a really scary figure. Please, everyone be mindful of that. If you see even the faintest whiff of smoke, make sure you report it, and so that it can be dealt with before it gets out of hand.